It's Monday, November 20th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The daughter of Andrew Brunson, an American pastor wrongly imprisoned in Turkey on false charges for more than 400 days, testified at the U.S. Helsinki Commission, reports Christian Headlines. Jacqueline Fornari asked that Congress help secure the release of her father.
My husband and I decided to have a civil ceremony and to postpone our wedding until my father's home. I'm still waiting for my wedding. I'm still waiting to wear that wedding dress that I got almost a year and a half ago. I'm still waiting for my dad to walk me down the aisle.
President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have both personally requested his release, but the Turkish government has refused. Join 390,000 Christians and sign the American Center for Law and Justice petition calling for Brunson's release. We've got it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Democratic California Congresswoman Maxine Waters continued her crusade against President Trump last week by leading women at the Glamour Women of the Year Awards in an Impeach 45 chant at Brooklyn's King Theater.
You recognize when a leader is irresponsible. You recognize when a leader is dishonorable and disrespectful of you. You recognize when a leader is dangerous, even if that leader is the President of the United States of America. Impeach 45! Impeach 45!
Waters addressed a theater packed with liberal women, and schoolgirls bust in from around Manhattan last Monday when she heaped praise on Glamour, a liberal women's magazine that honored the 79-year-old career politician with its Women of the Year Lifetime Achievement Award. Radio talk show host Michael Savage, author of the new book, God, Faith, and Reason, wrote that one of the consequences of the breakdown in our Judeo-Christian heritage is America's vulnerability to destructive ideologies. Savage asked, quote, "So now where are we with this nation of 100 gods and 100 languages? No unity, no cohesion. Exactly what the New World Order wants. A nation of broken, disparate elements that can be easily molded and pushed to a new ideology," end quote. The new ideology, he said, is, quote, "once again, the old one of Marxism," end quote. A giant world state that becomes the new organizing principle, the new community of man that Obama tried to sell us, that is the antithesis of this nation, end quote. Noting a recent survey that found about half of millennials are infatuated with communism. Savage said, quote, "I'm trying to bring citizens back from worshiping the state to worshiping God," end quote, pointing out that historically, such movements promising a utopian future have paved the path to hell on earth. These millennials, he said, quote, "don't know that communism led to the deaths of 90 million people in the last century," end quote. Exodus 20:2-3 says, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." The third annual Global Atheist Convention, ironically dubbed Reason to Hope, has been canceled due to dismal ticket sales, reports the Sydney Morning Herald. Turns out, offering nihilism packaged as hope does not sell too well to the masses. Neither one of the atheist keynote speakers, evolutionist Richard Dawkins, nor novelist Salman Rushdie, author of the Satanic Verses, could excite enough God-haters. Apparently, there's a global rejection of the depressing message that there is no God. Psalm 14:1 declares, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." The Virginia Real Estate Board has repeatedly filed complaints against Christian realtors, accusing them of discrimination, reports Charisma News. Their crime? Using Bible verses on their websites and email signatures and Christian symbolism in their materials. While fair housing laws prohibit discriminatory ads and behavior, they do not prohibit expressions of personal faith. To be clear, there is no evidence that Virginia realtors ever refused their services to anyone, nor did the board charge them with doing so. The American Center for Law and Justice insists that, quote, "this is a classic tactic of the anti-Christian left. Claim that by exercising their faith, Christians are acting in a discriminatory manner, and then, in turn, discriminate against Christians in the name of tolerance. It's just plain wrong." End quote. It's the Battle of the Moors. Russell Moore, the leader of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, has now publicly called for Judge Roy Moore to step aside in his race for the U.S. Senate in Alabama. Russell Moore tweeted, quote, "Christian, if you cannot say definitively, no matter what, that adults creeping on teenage girls is wrong, do not tell me how you stand against moral relativism," end quote. According to TheHill.com, 5 women now have accused Roy Moore of sexual assault. Russell Moore further tweeted, quote, "There are girls and women in our churches right now wondering where they can turn as they are molested by predators. I know Jesus's answer. What about that of the church?" End quote. Roy Moore has denied all of the allegations. Some Republicans and Christians, like presidential candidate Alan Keyes, Operation Rescue's Troy Newman, and Faith to Action's Janet Porter, continue to support him. Due to the allegations, though, polls are showing that his Democrat opponent in the special election December 12th is gaining. Jim Caviezel, who portrayed Jesus Christ in The Passion of the Christ, will be portraying Luke in the upcoming biblical epic film, Paul, Apostle of Christ. The movie will bring to life the thrilling story of Saul of Tarsus, the man who once persecuted Christians, converted on the road to Damascus, who went on to become one of the most important figures of the church. James Faulkner will portray Paul, and the movie will also depict the perilous world of Rome in the time of Nero's persecution of Christians. Paul, Apostle of Christ, premieres in theaters across America on Easter, March 28, 2018. And finally, Operation Christmas Child delivered shoeboxes full of Christmas gifts through Samaritan's Purse to about 250 children on the Caribbean island of Barbuda after the devastation of Hurricane Irma, reports the Christian Post. Texas pastor Mark Brumbello and his wife Sherry, whose home was destroyed in Hurricane Harvey, accompanied Samaritan's Purse workers to distribute the gifts. Brumbello, who pastors Grace Baptist Church in Wild Peach, Texas, said, quote, "The shoeboxes just put smiles on their faces. Children that had so much to frown about had so much to smile about that day. It was just such a blessing to feel that joy and the excitement and be a part of that. And the gospel message was wonderfully presented that day," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 20th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.